Welcome to Hey Julie at JulieLand.com. I am your host for the day, Miss Zoe motherfucking Britton. And I am here with the beautiful Jada Fire.
Hello.
What's up? How are you?
I'm good, actually.
I love your laugh.
Oh, thank you.
I do. It's very sexy.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So what's up? Tell me about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm a black girl.
You are?
I'm just
wow. Like, I'm just like, that's awesome.
I'm just bullshit.
She really is, though. She's not joking.
I really am. But yeah. I was born and raised in South Central LA.
Nice. Local
yeah,
girl.
I have a sister and a brother, so I'm the oldest sibling. I have no kids.
Hot.
31 years old.
Ooh, girl. Let me see. Move your shades.
Yeah.
She looks young. Woo. You look real young.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You look good.
Oh, my God.
Especially for what you were doing yesterday.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my
Let's
goodness.
Let's talk about what your day was like yesterday. You woke up.
Yeah. I woke up at 7 and I started doing, like, I have my website up now, so... Mm-hmm. What you have to do, you have to keep giving them content. You have to keep having sex, you know, for free.
Right.
You know, and they give you a copy of it and you put it on your website. So I'm getting it all together for my fans and stuff like that. And I'm going to start giving them more and more and more personal things. So I had to do 4 scenes yesterday back to back.
Four. Ooh, her site's going to be good, motherfuckers.
Oh, man.
You ready?
Especially when I get these pictures of Julieland.
Oh, yeah. How did you like working with Mr. Richard Avery?
Oh, man. He's the best.
He's talented, right?
Yes.
And don't worry, you're not brown nosing because he's not in the room right now.
No. I would tell him. I was like, you suck.
Yeah.
You know, but he is so good at what he do. I don't know what the fuck. Who taught him this, but he's the best. He's like really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He know how to capture your good.
Your sexy side.
I'm like, oh, I could take pictures like that.
Girl, with that body, I'm sure you can take pictures like that all the time.
God.
All day long.
He made me feel like I'm a little model.
Do you work out?
Nope.
What?
Hell no.
I hate you right now.
I worked on this stomach, girl. This is all Mexican food right here.
Who are you telling? I'm from Texas.
Man, I gotta have. I can't have no fucking muscular body like that. It's already like tight.
I'm from the South, so I eat, unlike these LA girls.
Oh, man. See, they were trying to starve themselves.
They do. You know,
I can't do that, man. I have to eat.
I can't. I have cheese in the fridge right now.
Ooh,
for after this interview.
Is like.
I
addicting.
Do. I got a cheese plate. With
and they
fruit.
Always, ooh. They
I'll
told us not to eat that. You know, they said
yeah.
that.
Love it. I don't care. So, how did you get into the industry? You're local. Did that help or?
Actually, I got in with a good friend of mine. Her name is India. Another beautiful chocolate girl. You know, she's mm-hmm. real beautiful. I got in with her. She was in like a year before me, and I told her, I was like.
Was she a friend of yours outside of the business?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We started off doing phone sex first.
Ooh.
That's how I met her. And
so I guess you're mouthy. You can be.
Exactly.
Nice. Yee. I love that. See, I'm not mouthy.
Really?
Not on film. I don't know what it is. Like, it's almost embarrassing because I am
really?
Mouthy in the sack.
Really?
Like in real life. So
oh, no.
It doesn't transfer for me.
Oh, no. I can get it. Like, they be like, what? Did she just say that?
Can you give me an example?
Oh, damn. Let me see. Like, if I'm doing anal.
Wait, you do anal? You just made me so happy.
Woo! Yeah, I do.
That's my favorite porn to watch.
Really?
Is anal porn.
Oh, yeah.
Really sexy anal porn? Really dirty anal porn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely do.
Nice.
Anal.
So.
What would I do?
Your favorite position?
If they, reverse cow.
Reverse cow?
Yeah. I really, because I like control, you know?
Nice.
And if they feel like they're getting tired, I'll probably be like, are you getting tired? Is that all you got?
Ooh.
Or I would say, fuck my asshole like a pussy.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Everybody needs to subscribe to Miss Jada Fire's website. Can you give us that web address?
JadaFireExposed.com.
Spell it out, just for the stupid ones.
JadaFireExposed.
Nice. Check her out.
Actually, it's one E in the middle. Like, there's no two E's between, like, fire and expose. So,
oh, okay.
It's only one E.
Gotcha.
So now I have to put
that's the trick to it. There's always a trick to it.
Exactly. So I have to put a double E.
So we got it that you do boys and that you do anal.
Oh, yeah.
Do you do girls?
Girls.
Yes.
I love girls.
You do?
Yeah.
Are you in real life, too, or are you gay for pay?
Yeah. None. Fuck, no. No damn money. No. Oh, no. I used to be in a relationship with a girl for, like, 4 years.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I'm bi, yeah. But I'm a total lesbian on film. I only fuck chicks on film.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I don't know why cock scares me on film, but.
What?
Yeah, so I'm totally gay. Totally.
What?
You didn't know that?
No.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes. Even though I don't get me wrong, I love the cock.
Right.
I do. Love it. It's a little scary sometimes.
It's all good.
So do you think, this is going to be personal question here. Mm-hmm. Do you think that it's possible to have love while working in the porn industry?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I really do.
Are you hopeless romantic?
But it's hard though, because the guys don't think that, you know, that you're serious. You
really?
Know, they always get intimidated by you getting up in the morning time and, oh, gotta go and fuck another guy today, you know, and stuff
right.
like that. So it's like, they always get intimidated by that. Like, you know, like they don't know if you know how to turn it off when you come and be around them. Actually, and you tell them that you love them.
So can you turn it off?
You can turn it off.
Do you think, are you single?
I'm single.
And do you find that being in the porn industry, like it helps you being single get yours, like, you know what I'm saying, like me being single and I don't do guys, I go through droughts, you know what I mean?
Even though, like, I'm not even gonna lie, like when you're on set and you're actually having sex or whatever, it is good, you know, you're actually having like sex, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's very good, but there's like no mental connection as far as like love like that, you know? And it's
right.
like when you actually having sex at home, that's a whole different orgasm.
It is though, isn't
that
it?
That is completely different. You know, it's like you are orgasm on camera, yeah, but that's for the fans. But when you're like in love, that's like completely different. That's more to your heart. It's more to your soul.
Difference like, between a physical chemistry and a mental chemistry or a heart chemistry. Like there's so many different kinds of kinds of connections in this world.
Oh my God.
So for everybody out there, in case you forgot, you're listening to Hey Julie at julieland.com, and my guest today is the sexy Jada Fire, and we are talking about sex and lots of it.
Mm-mm.
So who is your favorite guy to work with?
Damn, I hate that damn question. Oh,
come on, it's just me.
Damn.
And a bunch of listeners.
Oh, damn. To tell you the truth, I do have a favorite.
Oh, you do?
I really do.
Awesome. Who
is
it?
I have a favorite.
Can you tell?
Because he get the job done. You know, he get in there, you know. It's Manuel Ferreira.
You're the second person in a row who's said that man's name.
That motherfucker is the
he
business.
He can fuck, huh?
Yes, he gets in there. And he, you know, it's a pleasure to even be able to work with his ass like as many times as I have.
Nice.
He's really, really cool, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, he really gets the job done. He have a
He's
big
a
cock,
professional.
But he gets in here, and at first when I took him in my behind, I was like, what the hell is this? A baby arm? What the hell is that? I was like running from his ass, you know?
Yeah, he's large.
Yeah, he got some.
He's large.
To him, but he's such a sweetie pie.
And do you have a favorite girl?
Do I have a favorite girl?
Or you just love the ladies?
Man, you know what? Every girl have different things about them, you know?
They do.
I really can't say that I have a favorite girl, because I might like one girl that I love her tits. One girl I like the way she kiss, you know? So I really don't have a favorite girl.
What's your favorite?
Probably Bella.
Bella?
Yeah. She like oozes sex.
Nice.
Fuck, man. Yeah, I think
she's
it's her.
She's sexy. Yeah.
She have everything.
Have you ever worked with Justine Jolie?
No.
She's sexy.
Really?
Yeah, she's the same way. Just when you're in her presence, like, really? You can just feel the sex, like, bounce off of her.
Oh, God.
I talk about her all the time. She knows I love her. Mwah. What was your favorite thing about your website right now? What's your favorite thing?
I like the what do you call that? The damn... The sound that they make, it's like the fire department, like, you know, like when it comes on. You know?
Oh, nice. It does like the siren.
Yeah.
That is so cute. I'm going to join just so I can see that. So how much does it cost to join your website for all the viewers out there?
You know what? That's a great question. I never asked. Seriously, but whatever it is, it must be affordable enough, you know, that I got some good
people on
members,
it.
And I really appreciate them, like, and so much. I appreciate you.
I interviewed do you know who Nathan Strauss is? Mm-mm. He does a bunch of like fetish stuff.
Really?
And your name came up I was interviewing him, or right before the interview. Yes. And he said he is in love with your nipples. So
what?
I told him that I was gonna make you show me your nipples.
What?
So I could see him, because he's never seen him in person and he already left. So to make him jealous, can I see your nipples?
Yes. Nathan Strauss,
eat me. They're in my face right now.
Right now, baby.
In the same chair you were sitting in. Hate me. Hot. You are a fucking sexy ass girl.
I can't believe that.
You are. Yes. You have fans, girl.
That's pretty cool, man.
You have fans,
man,
yes.
I'm about to go to the gym.
He was like, that girl's sexy. She has great tits.
Wow.
So what makes you happy?
Sleep.
That was so easy. I love it. Just sleep. I take it you don't get much then.
No, man. But when I do, I don't. Ooh, I don't fuck around.
No, you sleep for like hours.
God, I sleep for hours. I get up and I eat and I watch TV and I go right back to sleep. Me and my cat. She be sleeping right next to me, like knocked out sleep, curled up in a ball. Like, I love sleep, man. I think that's the key. Rest is the fucking key.
Yeah. The key to a happy life.
Yes.
Keeping that smile going.
Keeping you young looking. You have to get some rest.
I need more then.
Oh, no, you're beautiful.
I need so much more.
For real. I'll take you down right now.
So, how many years?
10.
You've been in the industry?
Mm-hmm.
10 years,
since 1998.
Do you know how many titles you have out there? Ooh. A roundabout number?
Shit.
A clue?
Oh, my God. Last time I checked, like over like 2 years ago, I think I've done like 400 and something movies. But
God damn, you're my hero.
By now, it's probably like 600. Who knows? You know. But I'm really thankful that I'm still going strong. You know, like they still hire my old ass.
They still want your ass, girl.
They still hire me though. You know, I guess they feel like. You know what? It can't go wrong.
Know you can fuck.
Yeah, I know. I'm be cool on set.
Right.
I'm be there. I'm loyal. You know.
You're beautiful,
man. I
got great
that
tits.
Shit, you know.
Got fans all over fans. And, oh yes, anal. Hello. That's my shit. I love that shit. I don't know why. I just love it. It's just
you
dirty.
Know, what's my thing now.
What?
You know what? I do have two favorite girls. Let me stop fucking lying.
Okay.
Yeah. I like Annette Schwartz.
Don't fuck around with me.
I like Annette Schwartz.
Yeah.
She's a little nasty little bitch. I like her too.
Is she?
Yeah. But my thing now is putting milk inside of my butthole and squirting it out. That is my
really?
Thing. Yeah. I just seen this guy. He have this site for evil angels, and he actually is infatuated with anal. So uh-huh. he had girls to put balls, like colorful, like golf balls, like with the star on it or pink. Or
right.
He put it inside their asshole and they push it out. And it looks so hot because of the colorful background, the colorful socks up to your thighs. And it had golf balls in their ass. And I'm like, fuck. But they're not really big. They're like,
right.
I want to try that. I want him to book me for that.
You should, especially with your skin. That would be so
a
sexy.
Fucking pink one with a white star on there.
Mm-hmm. That would be so
I don't
sexy.
Know why. Like, I was like, oh my God. He was like, but your ass is, he's like, you don't gape because I watched all of your stuff. He was
right.
like, but that's cool though because it can hold the golf ball and push it out. I was like,
still got a tight ass after all these years.
All these damn years.
That's some shit.
Girl.
You do exercises or just girl. Naturally stays
just
that way?
Didn't snap back. Yeah, so all my fans, I have that snap back.
I feel the same way because I'm not so young and I recently did a girl photo shoot mm-hmm. with a 19-year-old girl.
Hey, man,
and
what's up with that?
I don't know. It makes me feel old.
Yes!
I was bent over, like, face down, ass up, and they were like, okay, you know, it was a photo shoot for, I don't even remember which magazine. But they were told her, you know, she had to put her finger inside of me. It was just photos, no video or anything.
And be like, oh, it's tight.
Okay, first of all, the photographer's my friend. The makeup artist is my friend. Right. These are all people that I've worked with for like the past 6 years.
Right.
And she yells out when she puts her finger in my pussy. She's like, oh my God, your pussy's so fucking tight.
Yeah.
I was so embarrassed because I actually knew these people. And I'm like, they don't need to know that about my fucking pussy. Like, why do they need to know that my pussy's tight? And I just looked at the girl and I was bright red. She was like, oh, I'm sorry. But she was so cute. I just started laughing. And then, of course, you know, when you laugh.
Oh no. Oh no.
So she starts telling other people that they need to come feel it.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, it happened.
I've been doing some damn scenes with 19-year-olds lately. I did this really good girl with this girl named Tori Black
mm-hmm.
for No Man's Land.
Ooh.
And
I love those.
Man, and I'm like, fuck, like, how old are you? She was like 20. What? No, she said 19. I'm like, great. Thank you.
Do you feel like you have any, do you feel any connection with girls that are that much younger than you? Sometimes?
Sometimes. It depends, though, you know? But
yeah.
Damn, great. You know, I'm 31 years old, and it's like, I'm put with a 19-year-old.
Right.
Can we say damn near mother? I'm like,
no,
what
God,
the
no.
fuck, man? Like, I was like, but I don't know why it's like, but they always just be like, I couldn't wait to work with you. What? I've been the first, like, interracial girl to mm-hmm. people websites before.
Nice.
And I'm like, why me? There's some pretty black girls
sexy?
Out there, you know, but.
Because you're sexy.
Fuck.
That's why.
That's pretty cool, though. Shit.
Yeah. Man, if you still got it, you still got it. Rock it.
Exactly.
Fuck it. And kick dick in the butt. He deserves it. Jada, thank you so much for your interview today.
No,
you were an absolute pleasure. So easy to talk to. Hey, she's easy, folks. In the best of ways,
exactly.
Of course.
Yeah.
And your website, one more time for the viewers.
Oh, JadaFireExposed.com.
Check it out.
E.
And she's got that hardcore video going all day,
man.
All night.
I'm going to start giving in personal shit, though.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Lots of personal stuff. Thank you so much. I'm Zoe Britton again. You can find me at www.zoebritton.com. ZoeBritton. Thanks for listening to Hey Julie today. At julieland.com, Zoe Britton. What more can you ask for? Thanks, Jada.
Bye.